like this.
Roll my sports show. Roll my sports show. Prime time. Let's go. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. I'm like Curry in the clutch when it comes to this. Switch, all next, gon' put your bench. This ain't checkers, this is chess, what's your best move? Fun debates about the greats of live interviews. With a chosen few who did what they had to do. On the road to glory, telling untold stories. If it's 4th and 10 for the win, I'm going for it. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. Been in the shadow for too long, now it's time to shine. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. On the ladder to success, now it's time to climb. Raw mind, sports show. Raw mind, sports show. The prime time, let's go. Raw mind, sports show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan Primetime Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Let's start off with a review from Jeff Cowley. Amazing listen. Love Raw Mind Sports. There's so many podcasts out there, it's hard to find ones you can watch every day. A friend introduced me to this, and now I listen every day on the way to work. Fun podcast, good insight, and it helps me with my fantasy selections. Must check out. Man, I appreciate that, Jeff Cowley. And also, guys, if anybody loves this episode, please, please send a review. Go over to iTunes right now and give your suggestions on the show. Leave anything that you want to leave so we can kind of discuss this and also be able to put your view on this podcast today. With that being said, this is Raw Mind Sports Recap, where I give you the topics of last week in sports. Anything that intrigued your mind last week in sports, we're going to talk about it from the week before. But right now, the topic so far that's on my mind is week 9. We'll start off with a few games that I want to kind of discuss here to kind of get your mind going, and the games that really intrigued me. First, let's start off with the who's going to get the number one draft pick in the NFL. Let's start off with Thursday night's game of week 9. Oakland versus San Francisco. I just felt like, man, I felt like the 49ers were hiding something back, or holding something back, excuse me. And I felt like Oakland did what Oakland does. And at the end of the day, John Gruden's trying to rebuild. But the positive thing of this game right here was the fact that Nick Mullen played well. And I felt like this is where I'm going at right here, guys, on Raw Mind Sports. It's the fact that Nick Mullen played well. Now it makes me think, even though Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, and we already know he's the number one quarterback on the football team when he comes back, they paid him $137 million. And, you know, pretty much whatever he had got guaranteed. But Nick Mullen can play, guys. It's the same exact team that C.J. Beathard was under. And I'm trying to figure out, like, why C.J. Beathard is holding the ball too long. C.J. Beathard holds the ball too long. And then Kyle Shanahan comes out and says, it's not a better quarterback than C.J. Beathard. I don't care if they were playing against the Oakland Raiders. He still found a way to get a win. They put up, the 49ers put up 34 points against the Oakland Raiders with a third-string quarterback. Some people say the Oakland Raiders are that terrible. I say Nick Mullen found a way to make plays and was able to get the ball out quicker. He gets the ball out so much more quicker than C.J. Beathard. And plays that I saw in the game, even though guys were wide open here and there, but certain throws he made, I knew C.J. Beathard would never took the chance to throw it because he throws like a ball with a lot of air on it. Nick Mullen was trained by Brett Favre as well, so he got a little dart on him, and he gets rid of the ball very quickly. So I ask myself, is this is the thing I'm going at with the 49ers. I feel like Kyle Shanahan is a systematic coach who loves to run his system with a systematic quarterback. I really don't think Kyle Shanahan can coach elite quarterbacks. I remember the first year when RG3 got there and red with the Redskins when he was with his father, Mike Shanahan, and they had RG3. And they got to the playoffs when he was healthy. I don't think he liked the system that he was running with RG3, so he had to run it because of what, you know, Dan Snyder signed him up for. But here's the thing right here. I feel like he likes mediocre or quarterbacks who are just don't really have nothing to go by or a quarterback that's on the come up. Going to have to pretty much listen to whatever Kyle Shanahan says because he has no room to really talk back to Kyle Shanahan. When you got an elite quarterback, and I'm going to tell you people now, even though people say Matt Ryan really isn't. An elite quarterback, in my mind, is considered a guy. An offense coordinator can call a play. And when he calls that play, if the defense is pretty much going to stop that play that the offense coordinator calls, then that means that the quarterback should be able to audible out and make a play or create a play or call another play to run well against that defense that they're running. And I feel like the elite quarterbacks, they'll probably run a few plays that Kyle Shanahan has. But when you're elite, they can audible out a lot of plays. You need that in a quarterback. C.J. Beathard does like he holds the ball too long, and I'm pretty sure the defense even felt motivated that they had a different quarterback in there. I saw a different size. I saw different stops. And that makes a big difference. I don't care how bad or worse or how many injuries the 49ers have. We have a quarterback that's leading you to victory. You'll find a way to do better for that quarterback. And I just feel like without the thumb or wrist injury, I felt like Kyle Shanahan did the 49ers fans wrong this year. He felt like C.J. Beathard was ready. He was not. And I don't care, even if Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. I just felt like we could have had a better chance. We only put up 13 points against the Arizona Cardinals. Defense only gave up 18 points. That's actually good for a defense to stop a team. And you mean to tell me you can't find a way to get the job done? Then you blew the game. In Green Bay, we had a chance. And I'm going to tell you now, C.J. Beathard had a good game then, but that doesn't count because the Green Bay Packers are dead last in the NFL. Dead last in the NFL, just about in defense. So any quarterback could do good against the Green Bay Packers defense. But on another note, I just feel like Kyle Shanahan would not be a good coach to elite quarterbacks because he has to run his system. And elite quarterbacks will come out of his system to make the better play for the team. And I feel like Nick Mullins is one of those kids that can do certain things, even though he had one game to look at. In certain situations, I feel like he's a lot better. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Kyle Shanahan needs to stop that and go what's best for the team to win, not what's best for his system. End of story. Now, to the LA Rams and the Saints. My. I knew this game was going to be high scoring. I knew both teams was going to put up points and put up quite a bit of points. The thing about it is when you got two offenses that can score at will, your defense is going to pretty much give up a lot of points. But if those two teams in the NFL was playing against any other defense, any other teams, the game wouldn't even been 35-45. With those two offenses, the LA Rams playing against somebody else, but with the exception of a few teams, and the Saints are playing against somebody else with the exception of a few teams, they probably beat them 35-7. Close. I mean, it probably wouldn't have been close because offenses can't score as many. But we got two offenses that can put points on the board playing on the same field at the same time. It gives you a different mindset. Certain teams can match up well with certain teams. But if you can't score and you just got a good defense, these two teams could cook you right now. Cook you on the grill. Chicken, ribs, pork chops, whatever you put up there, don't matter. They'll cook you. That's how they are. The thing about it, I feel like the Saints right now, with that win, possibly could get home field advantage. Because the Rams got another trap game coming up. Not this week. They got Seattle this week. And the next week, they got Kansas City. Kansas City probably the best offense in football. So now you're asking the Rams to defeat them too as well. Which either way, even if the Rams lose, I still feel like they'll still get home field. No, they won't. Take that back. They definitely, if they lose this one, it's going to be a tight race to beat New Orleans. New Orleans' schedule is pretty much comfortable. I feel like they can beat the Panthers twice. Yeah, the Panthers are playing well, and Atlanta already beat the Panthers. So the Panthers' last three games of the season will be against the Saints twice and Atlanta, which can make it comfortable for the Saints because it's in the Panthers' hands to see what they can do to beat the Saints, which I doubt it. But on another note, the LA Rams will probably get number 2 seed, but that's about it. right now. Because one thing about it, Drew Brees is a veteran. Sean Payton is a genius as an offensive mind. And everybody's involved in that offense. Everybody on that team gives you some type of support, from the offensive line to running backs to the receivers, and especially Michael Thomas. Man, he's a stud. He's a stud, people. He's a stud. But one thing we can say about the offense of the LA Rams, yeah, they're explosive. But when I look at the New Orleans Saints right now, I look at an overall team offense. And when I look at the Rams, I just look at they have the best running back in football. That's it. The best running back in football, because the best running back in football allows them to create a play action to get Cooper Kupp and Woods and guys like that wide open. Without the best running back in football, we would not be talking about the LA Rams being a very explosive offense right now. I'm pretty sure they'll say it's a team effort. And, of course, the running back like Tide will probably say it's a team effort. That's what he's supposed to say, just being real. And it is. But I'm pretty sure in the back of his head, Tide knows he has a big contribution that he gives to that team because of his ability to be a game-changing running back. And when you're a game-changing running back, it opens up so many other things on the offense. Now let's go to this game right here. The Patriots versus Green Bay Packers. TB12 versus A-Rod. Man, oh man, oh man. My man Aaron Rodgers can't catch a break for nothing. Ty Montgomery fumbled last week. They cost him not to get back on the field. And it was tied 17-17 on a simple run play. I understand Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones probably didn't think that the way he was running, that the defender was going to come around to pop it out. But that was a good play. One thing about the Patriots defense, people keep misunderstanding. The Patriots have an average or just about high defensive ranking. It ain't number one or top five, but it does the job. And it ain't bad. It's not a bad defense, but they're very disciplined. They're very disciplined. People don't give that defense a lot of credit. And then you add that with the offense they have and the Patriots. And, you know, with Tom Brady being there for years. And one thing about it, people, Tom Brady has been the same system for 18-plus years. Same coach. And even if they get rid of a receiver or running back, you get a duplicate that does the same thing for the system. Just that simple. I just felt like once that fumble came and you put the Green Bay Packers defense back on the field against Tom Brady, I knew it was over then, instantly. It was over because the Green Bay Packers defense can't stop nobody. They can't stop nobody, and let alone probably the best quarterback to ever play on the football field to a lot of people in the history of the NFL. And you give a guy like Tom Brady multiple opportunities to be on the field, and you know your defense is not, doesn't have a high percentage to stop anybody? He could do that with his eyes closed. I just feel bad for Aaron Rodgers right now. These defenses that he's been playing with have not put him in position. And even if they don't, the only reason they really win in Green Bay is because Aaron Rodgers does what he does. He breaks hearts. He's an assassin. And if it weren't for Aaron Rodgers, we wouldn't even be talking about Green Bay at all. He is the 100% of the why and why and why 100% again they win football games. Just that simple. The reason why they win football games. And that's what kind of cost them the game last night. Simple turnovers. And when you don't have a great defense, you just about got to play perfect on the offensive end. And the Green Bay Packers have to do that to even win or have Aaron Rodgers on the field majority of the game to give them a chance of even winning. Now to the rivalry game. Baltimore and Pittsburgh. No matter how good or bad either one of these teams are, this game usually goes down to the wire. Baltimore's number one ranked defense might be not number one ranked defense no more because the fact they didn't went down 2-3 games in a row. They're on a 3-game winning streak. How can you be the number one ranked defense in football or the number one ranked scoring defense in football? You can't win. Your defense got to stop, make stops against teams. You lost to New Orleans and Baltimore. You went and got cooked, then Charlotte by the Carolina Panthers, and then you get beat by Pittsburgh in your own house. Baltimore, you got some work to do if you want to make the playoffs. or the wild card gonna come out of another division. Cause right now Pittsburgh probably done wrap this division up. Antonio Brown is something to deal with, and I'm gonna tell you now, Baltimore, this is what you call danger time. You need to get some more wins under your belt. 3-game losing streak, not going to help you get into the playoffs. Now, to the game that I was talking about last week that kind of was kind of intriguing to me. The Atlanta Falcons versus Skins. I honestly thought the Washington Redskins were going to win the game. 5-2, they playing pretty well. A very conservative quarterback. And Alex Smith with a pretty good defense this year. But the thing about Atlanta, you don't know which Atlanta going to show up. And I guess the good Atlanta showed up yesterday because they tried to beat the Redskins like they stole something. Matty Ice must have showed up. He must have believed in what Steve Sarkisian was running the whole year. And he found a way to become what he is. Matty Ice. Matty Ice came through. Now, he has gave Cowboy fans and Eagles fans a sigh of relief because now they feel like the NFC East is up for grabs. Now, the question is to conservative Alex Smith, does he have what it takes to keep the Redskins atop of the NFC East?
I just like the sound.
If he doesn't, he better. Because the Eagles just picked up another key player in Golden Tate. Dallas Cowboys said it ain't over till the fat lady sings. And I think the fat lady is asleep because she has not sung yet. With that being said, that's my conclusion. For the recap of Raw Mind Sports this week, tune in next week as I dig into what games are going to be next week. Or this coming week, as I should say. And we'll have a great day, great night. Great morning, whatever time you listen to. Oh, yeah, once again, please, 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 you guys, leave a review. Tell me how much you love this show, or tell me how much, or how many suggestions I should need for the show. I promise you, if you leave a review, we'll put it on this episode. Go to YouTube, go to Spotify, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, go to iTunes, any podcast player there is. Raw Mind Sports is there. It'll be right in your face. Checkmate. Like a game of chess. With that being said, you guys, see you next week.